This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden was at Center Stage Thursday on the second night of Democratic presidential debates on the NBC network. Biden once again said he is the better alternative than President Trump, and he used tax cuts as one example.
Look, Donald Trump has put us in a horrible situation. We do have enormous income inequality. And the one thing I agree on is we can make massive cuts in the $1.6 trillion in tax loopholes out there, and I would be going about eliminating Donald Trump's tax cuts for the wealthy.
U.S. Senator Kamala Harris outlined some of her priorities if she were president and why she is a better alternative than President Trump.
That is why I support a Green New Deal. It is why I believe on day one and as president will reenter us in the Paris Agreement, because we have to take these issues seriously. And frankly, we have a president of the United States. We talked about, you asked before, what is the greatest national security threat to the United States? It's Donald Trump.
Biden currently leads Democratic voter preference surveys for the party's presidential nomination, but he was facing some of the biggest rivals before a live audience in Miami, Florida, with millions watching on national television, again on NBC. President Trump has a full day of meetings with foreign leaders at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan on Friday. He's already met with his host, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He thanked the Japanese Prime Minister for support and for increasing placement of Japanese car factories in the United States. President is also meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro. Mr. Trump is meeting Saturday with the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, China's President Xi Jinping, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump has criticized Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocks a citizenship question on next year's census, at least for now. Mr. Trump said he has asked his lawyers if there is a way to delay that count. AP correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
The vote was 5-4, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the four liberals in voting against the question. The High Court describes the administration's reason for wanting to add the question as more of a distraction than an explanation. It's unclear whether the administration will have time to provide a more detailed account. Census forms are supposed to begin printing next week. Census Bureau experts predict millions of Hispanics and immigrants would not be counted if the census asks everyone if he or she is an American citizen. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday approved a massive yearly authorization for America's armed forces that includes a new round of sanctions against North Korea and comes amid a fuel of debate on President Trump's latitude to take military action against Iran. The vote was 86-8. The National Defense Authorization Act budgets $750 billion for the Pentagon for the 2020 fiscal year, which begins in October. That is up from $716 billion this year. It allows for the full universe of activities conducted by the branches of America's armed forces. In addition, it authorizes the creation of a U.S. Space Force at the behest of the Trump administration. It mandates cybersecurity initiatives and sets forth a 3.1% pay raise for military personnel. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted 305 to 102 to approve a $4.6 billion Senate bill to provide additional emergency aid at the U.S.-Mexico border. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The House passed the Senate's $4.6 billion measure to provide funding for agencies providing care for tens of thousands of migrants along the border with Mexico. Before the vote, Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised she and other Democrats will continue the fight against the Trump administration's immigration policies.
It will be the battle cry as how we go forward to protect children.
Earlier, Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar noted that the photo of a father and his toddler daughter who drowned in the Rio Grande represents
tens of thousands of migrants who have died as they have tried to build a better life for themselves.
President Trump has promised to sign the bill. Tim McGuire, Washington.
When the state of North Carolina drew its most recent political map, state lenders and leaders split a historically black university in Greensboro into two congressional districts that critics say diluted the voting power of African Americans. Well, lawmakers are now again defending that and discussing that as a partisan gerrymandering. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
best music today. The voice of America. VOA1.